Have you developed a pandemic hobby? 651-641-1071. Give us a call on the Colleen and Bradley Show, MyTalk 1071, streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hello.
I had a group of girlfriends on the back deck this weekend, and we were chit-chatting on Saturday. By the way, it was a beautiful day. And we were talking about all of the hobbies we've picked up over this last year and change.
Oh, sure.
And it made us sound very productive as we were sharing our own pandemic hobbies.
Yeah.
And one of my friends had a pandemic hobby that I just recently picked up, and it is a problem.
All right, what is it?
It is Turkish romantic comedies.
Oh, I've never heard of such things. Tell me more.
So similar to what a lot of people know, like what a telenovela is.
Yeah.
The Turkish romantic comedies, they're called dizis.
Okay.
And they are a similar flavor. But they're really, first of all, they are over 2 hours long, which is crazy. So each episode
is like a movie,
like a feature length film. That's number one. Number two, what is interesting about Turkey is they have some really strict rules about what can and can't be shown.
Okay.
And for example, if a kiss occurs between two of the characters, that show is fined for showing kiss, which means they get very creative. It's not that they don't kiss, they do, and then they'll pay the fine, but it is a slow burn. There's a lot of getting super close. There is like a lot of romantic sexual tension. And I got into this one, it's called Erkenzi Kus, which means early bird.
Okay. Where do you find these?
Well, thank you for asking. And by the way, 651-641-1071, tell us about your own pandemic hobbies. It turns out there is like a Netflix for Turkey called Turkflix, and I paid for a membership. You can watch them for free, but they come with ads, and the ads are kind of annoying and not always entirely appropriate. And I just thought, if I'm in, I'm in. So $13 Turkflix. And I'm watching for like, Erkenzi Kus.
There's all, how many episodes, like, in each one? So, what are you investing in?
They're all different. The one that I'm watching right now has, hold on, I gotta actually see for sure, because I think it has, like, 30-some.
Oh, okay, so it's significant.
Oh, it's a commitment. Like, it's not a joke. My only frustration with Turkflix, thanks for asking, is that on Turkflix, it doesn't retain where you last. Oh no, I lied, honey. It's 51 episodes.
Oh wow, that's a lot.
It doesn't retain where you were in the show, so you have to remember. Like, I was on this episode.
Oh gosh.
And I don't watch them all in one sitting.
Doing that in a foreign language seems a little challenging.
You have to. This is the other thing. You have to pay attention.
Yeah.
Because you're gonna have the subtitles.
Oh, for
like,
sure.
Like, I can't just listen to it and know what's going on.
And this is a genre, because I know there are tons of Korean dramas.
Yeah.
There's a whole subgenre of Japanese. I mean, it's to the Japanese, it's not a subgenre, but a subgenre specifically of romantic comedies that lots of other cultures have. So that's another cool way to, you know, sort of scratch that itch, but do so. And you're probably going to learn something as well about Turkey.
Totally. And here the first thing you learn about Turkey is it's an absolutely picturesque, beautiful country.
Yeah.
And I mean the scenery and
the people,
the humans.
Okay. Well, that's
because the two main characters of this, the one I'm watching, this rom-com, Erkenzi Kus, are the most attractive, like unbelievably attractive people.
Yeah,
and they're just like delightful, and they have a ton of on-screen chemistry, and they can't kiss, or they can, but they don't very often. So it's like, it is a slow burn. I'm 5 episodes in over the weekend. I'm telling you, it's like I fit it in between things.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. I mean, I love anytime you jump into something and then you get super obsessed with it.
Well, and I'm afraid that like it's going to take over my life in such a way that all I'm going to do is try to get other people to get into this.
I mean, wouldn't be the worst thing. It says there are 60 Turkish TV series on this Turkflix.
Yeah, there's a ton. I mean, when my friend told me that she was watching a Turkish romantic comedy.
Yeah.
I had no, I just didn't have any idea what that meant or like how she found it or what the deal was.
But she probably didn't either until somebody turned her on.
Right. And then it's like, you know, then you start to like dig deep into these and you see a lot of the same people, like actors, pop up in other shows, apparently. And then like you get upset. Like I've started following people on Instagram.
Yeah.
The thing about it is when I tell you I'm watching a romantic comedy that has 2-hour episodes and I've already watched 5, I think the perception may be like, wow, she's got a lot of extra time on her hands.
Yeah.
I do not.
I was going to say, you're always busy.
So. I do not have the time to watch this. This is how I fit it in. Sitting in the car while my kids were at the orthodontist this morning.
Oh, there you go.
I watched like 20 minutes.
So you just watch it on your phone or do you have an iPad or something?
Sometimes I cast it to my TV. Oh. Sometimes I watch it on my iPad. Sometimes it's on my computer. While I'm doing something else, but I have to pay pretty close attention to the subtitles.
I was going to say that's probably important.
But there are some storylines, like anything you just don't care about.
Well, so and you can kind of tell when they're kissing. Or not, apparently.
Anywho, that's my pandemic hobby.
Turkflick.com,
which does sound kind of dirty, doesn't it?
I mean.
But it's not.
Not if the people are hot.
It is, they are. 651, nobody has any hobbies. Bradley, did you pick up any pandemic hobbies?
I don't think so. Fine. Of course! Oh my God, are you kidding? All we've done for the last year is pick up hobbies.
You've got some hobbies I don't think you're going to give up.
No, I mean, I hope. I don't know. Like, it's just been about a year since I started, you know, baking bread because I got bored one day and tried to figure out how to bake sourdough. So,
and I feel like fun. you've totally perfected it.
Well, you know, like, that's the beauty of doing something because it's not that it's that hard. I mean, flour, water, salt, right? Mm-hmm. And if you play with flour, water, and salt enough, it turns out you can figure out what you're doing. And so when you do it over and over and over and over again, You learn things. So that was actually a helpful experience, you know.
Does it even take you time? I mean, it takes you time.
But it takes a lot of time, unfortunately. But
does it take, I guess the question I meant to ask was, does it take you less time now than it did?
I'm much more efficient with my time. That's probably the right way to answer that question, because it still takes, like, you know, it started on Friday, it's finished on Sunday. But I move through that process pretty quickly. Like, it doesn't, it's just waiting. You know, you do something and then you have to wait a few hours.
Yeah.
Then you come back to it, do something else, wait a few hours. So it's not, hard is not the right word. It's a commitment and then, but it's also a, to use an overused word that sounds kind of d-baggy, it's a practice because you're just doing the same thing over. And, you know, like any skill that you pick up and do over and over again, you learn things, you know, are challenged by certain things.
That's how I feel with my Turkish romantic comedy.
I'm sure.
I'm challenged by things. I've learned things.
You're like
things.
Learning things.
I've learned a couple, you know, words in Turkish.
Like what?
Günaydın means good morning.
Günaydın.
Good night.
Good night.
And we're going to say good night to this segment. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, we got to get the Cobra Gang together. This time, Britney Spears is going to be our focal point after this on the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 107.1. Are you all right over there?
I had a bad day.
It's the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk107.1.com. Everything entertainment. Ooh. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer, everything trying to ruin my hot, sexy Turkish boyfriend.
Sorry, I was not trying to ruin your boyfriend.
I know. I was talking about Holly.
No one's ruining your boyfriend. He is too hot.
Holly did this thing in the break when Colleen shared a picture of one of the men of her Turkish romance shows. And was like, that's just too much. And I was like, that's like when somebody gives you a piece of cake and you're like, oh, it's too rich. It's too sweet. Oh. That's the point.
Yeah, it's working.
I mean, if
it's
you had good. Like us on a, you know, Turkish romance show, be like, okay, well, you know. But I mean, look at that.
Yeah.
That's some stuff.
I'm telling you. Oh, and here, just to make it even better, and we're going to get to Britney. Do not worry about it. His name is Can Yaman, is the name of, and it's spelled C-A-N. It's Turkish. It's fine. This is his curriculum vitae. He's an actor, a model, and a lawyer. I mean, if that's not sexy,
I don't care about all the clicks and hoots and clicks. Like, look at him with his shirt off. That's all I'm fantasizing about.
Also that. Thank you.
Oh, he's on the cover of Turkish Vanity Fair.
I'm telling you, he's on the cover of Turkish everything because he's sexy. Hey, you know what we need to do? We need to talk about Britney Spears and we need to get the Cobra Gang together.
Let's do it!
Whenever there's trouble, we're there on the double. We're the Cobra Gang. If you've got the crime, we've got the time. We're the Cobra Gang.
Wee-oo, you guys, it looks like we're going to be watching that BBC documentary about Britney Spears.
I was already going to, but why now?
Oh, well, it's because all the cool kids are doing it. But specifically because, as revealed by Page Six, her dad claimed, apparently, supposedly, that we're going to find out in this documentary, that Britney had or has dementia.
What?
Yeah, so, okay, go with me. So a forthcoming documentary about Britney, we talked about this, is in the works at the BBC.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called The Battle for Britney. Well, allegedly, Jamie Spears, her dad, marked a box stating, quote, dementia placement or treatment as a reason for the conservatorship over Britney's estate set up back in 2008. That's according to documentary shown in the documentary. No. Paperwork shown in the documentary.
Thank you. Words. I was like, what? Interesting.
And it says there are two options for that, according to the journalist in the documentary. So he either did that, A, because she does, or B,
right,
because he's lying. Right? Like, it's one of two things. So they have the paperwork, and they imply that the paperwork indicates that the reason for the conservatorship was, quote, dementia placement or treatment.
And, you know, you outline two things, either A, it's true, or B, he's lying. And I would just like to say either way that it's tragic.
Well, yeah, it's sad regardless.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's horrible if he's falsifying things. And of course, it's, you know, it's what it is, but it's also sad if it's true. Either way, we're going to certainly learn more than we know now, according to the BBC documentary, which is why we're all going to be watching it.
I have so many questions. I have so many questions. One of them, I guess, would be because if that was in 2008, did you say that he ticked?
No, that's when the conservatorship was. Well, so before the conservatorship.
Yep. Yeah. And she has performed a grueling schedule nightly in Las Vegas for a lengthy period of time.
Yeah. Which, again, right? Like, if somebody has dementia or whatever the medical equivalent is, because, again, you know, like, let's not enter.
We're not going to be experts in the medical.
Yeah. We're not medical experts, no. Right? I'm just sharing with you what's claimed in a tabloid about an upcoming documentary. So you can take that for what it's worth. But the point here is, if the word dementia is being floated around, and Britney Spears then goes on to carry on, you know, an 80-hour work week, one of two things is happening. A, she's being required to do things beyond her capacity,
yeah.
Or B, we're being lied to. And by B, we, I mean the court,
right,
was being lied to, right?
That is severely troubling.
Absolutely.
It makes me want to know, what the hairdresser is saying. Why do I always go back to the hairdresser?
Well, because he doesn't have a problem yapping out of the side of his mouth.
Yeah, and like, who knows if he actually knows anything. By the way, this is a person who did Britney's hair and makeup at one point.
So he's also providing her medical care.
Yeah, he says that they have a friendship. We invited him on the show. He said he was going to check with Britney. I haven't heard back from him. I'm just saying. But he did return my text and tell me that he was going to contact.
Because he's free.
So, I don't know. It's weird.
It's just that Britney's not. Interesting.
Anyway, oh my gosh. And what is how? I don't know. I have more questions, and I don't know if you have the answers to them. But how did the BBC obtain these documents because they're not public.
It just, I mean, it just says that obtained. They have them. So it says that the BBC was handed these documents.
Okay.
So maybe we'll learn. But again, journalists aren't really ones to reveal their sources. So I don't expect that you would necessarily know. But if those documents are, you know, revealed to be, I would just think a BBC documentary probably errs on the side of rigorous journalism. So,
right.
You know, we'll wait to see what the context of that is or what it really implies. And maybe experts who will be in a far better place than we are to expand on that. But all this tells me is this is something we're going to want to watch.
Right. And when does this come out?
That's a good question. There's not a date in this Page Six article. I'm just quickly scanning the Sun.
The reason I'm asking, I'm just curious.
Nope, that's not it.
Because that I think
Wednesday, but that's in the UK.
Oh.
So they have BBC Two and their what they call their iPlayer. It's like the streaming.
Yeah.
We can't do that. So I don't know when it'll air here, but I imagine soon.
The good news is, okay, so there's like, so the reason I was asking when it was going to air was because I was curious if it would air before her next court date where she is requested to address the court.
Which is like June 23rd.
Exactly. So it sounds like it's going to, at least it'll air in the UK prior to that,
well,
right?
And then there'll be press reports. Exactly. So whatever is learned in detail, we will get an accounting of, even if we don't get the chance to see it in full.
Exactly. And that's exactly what I was going to say, is that we're going to get the report of the report, and then we will report it to you, our dear listeners, before we're able to actually watch this BBC documentary. Mm-hmm. But I'm with you, Bradley. I think this is definitely going to be on our must-watch list. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, we have some dumb people doing dumb things. We call them crazy, stupid idiots, and we're going to tell you all about them when we return on the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 107.1. So dumb people doing dumb things. We love to tell you about them on the Colleen and Bradley Show. MyTalk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Traynor.
Hello.
And before we get to those crazy, stupid idiots, am I feeling generous right now?
What?
Am I?
Yeah!
Yay!
Prize! Wait!
Yay! We have a little prize to give away. Holly, what are we giving away?
Yeah, we do. We have a Bella Classic Facial at Belladerm Med Spa in Maple Grove. It's a corrective facial, good for anyone at any age. So, seventh caller, 651-641-1071, is going to win that Bella Classic Facials at Belladerm Med Spa in Maple Grove.
And congratulations to the big winner. And yay. Now, let's get to those crazy, stupid idiots.
Well then, I guess one could say, that's a crazy, stupid idiot. Yeah! Colleen and Bradley present CSI. It stands for crazy, stupid idiots.
It sure does. Why? Well, because the world is full of crazy, stupid idiots. Dumb people doing dumb things repeatedly, over and over again, oftentimes in the state of
Florida. Other places.
Like where?
We are going to a bar in Nashville on this past Saturday night.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's been a long time since I've been to a bar. Definitely have never been to Nashville, but apparently they're doing that kind of stuff there. And it apparently was actually Kid Rock's bar.
Oh, that's
a bar
thing.
In Nashville.
I didn't know he had a bar.
Apparently he does. And now you know, because how do I explain exactly what happened?
I don't know.
Well, on Saturday night, the cops got a phone call to come to Kid Rock's Big Honky Tonk Rock and Roll Steakhouse.
Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Oh my God, that's delightful.
I know. Well, because a guy had taken off his colostomy bag and was swinging it around.
Okay, no.
I don't think
we're supposed to do that. It's not healthy.
It's not healthy. And I'm not going to say, but I'll let you do the math on it. I just feel like polite company. I don't want to get too detailed. But
is this polite company?
Not really. Okay. But you know what goes into the colostomy bag.
I know what. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it was coming out of the colostomy bag and it was not contained, obviously, and thus
Why?
The guy was arrested, and at least one of the cops did have to go home and change his uniform
Well, yeah, of course.
Of the matter. Like, literally. The matter. Mm-hmm. So, you gotta keep that thing attached, y'all. Keep it attached.
No, I just feel like that would scar me.
For life.
Yeah.
For a number of reasons.
What happened?
He got arrested.
Took him into custody.
Yeah, he got arrested. And like I said, one of the cops had to go and change his clothing. Yeah.
Poor guy.
Yeah. Keep that thing attached.
Yeah.
That was not a story I ever thought I'd read. However,
I mean,
knowing that,
I feel like it could have been a lot worse.
It is Crazy Stupid Idiots.
Yeah. It feels like perfect for this segment.
I do just want to remind you that the name of Kid Rock's steakhouse on Lower Broadway in Nashville is indeed called Kid Rock's Big Earth Honky Tonk Rock and Roll Steakhouse.
I wonder if they have like a surf and turf option, if they have a nice ribeye, maybe a filet, are the sides family size?
I'm guessing.
Or served family style?
I mean, it's big honky tonk.
I don't feel like they have petite filets.
No, there's nothing petite.
My mom would definitely not go there then.
Well, I mean, she'd have to share.
She loves a petite filet. I'm like, do you? Why? There's nothing on it. It's just a tiny little piece of meat. Anyway.
Don't knock people's steak choices.
I just don't understand it. I think fat is flavor.
Oh, I agree.
The more fat.
And you want it medium, y'all.
The better.
Medium. The flavor. Pink and fatty.
Okay, so let's move on from that to... Where were we? That was Nashville.
That was Nashville.
We're going to Pennsylvania, which is literally Florida Junior when it comes to Crazy Stupid Idiots, because Pennsylvania has as many Crazy Stupid Idiot stories that we've read on this show anyway as a state known as Florida. Okay, I want to take you to a place, and I don't know where this is. I apologize. I've never been to Pennsylvania before. Somerset County. Hmm. And I want to tell you about a guy who was arrested for stealing, which is like stealing and cheating. Mm-hmm. Together, but he was stealing chainsaws. So Nathaniel,
like multiple?
Yeah.
Okay.
So 31-year-old Nathaniel Gibbons of Central City stole like $2,300 worth of chainsaws. That's a lot of chainsaws. That's a load of chainsaws, is it not?
Kid Rock honky tonk. Yes. Quick question. I do. What does the average chainsaw go for? Like, I don't know what the actual sticker price of a chainsaw is in order to know just how many chainsaws this guy was hauling.
I don't know, but what I can tell you is that there were... Well, we might be able to do some math at some point.
Okay, that's fine.
But I can tell you, actually,
It's several chainsaws. All right.
And it'll all become clear in a moment. But several chainsaws were stolen. And these were not just, something you pick up at the Home Depots. This is like work level, like people who do this, professional
chainsaws.
Professional, a Steel 271, a Steel 261, a Steel 201T, along with a Poulan P3816.
Oh, that's the one I have.
A Sheen Daiwa, a Husqvarna 120 Mark II, and a Craftsman 358.
What does this guy need with all of these chainsaws?
I don't know, but a member, $3,200 worth of chainsaws. These were big, right?
That's a lot.
Well, that's not Crazy Stupid Idiot status, other than like, why are you stealing chainsaws, right? But it's stuff, and we've read so many stories of like a big tub of, I don't know, kangaroo meat or sausage casings for days.
Yeah.
People steal stuff.
They just do. Yeah.
Right? What?
Yeah.
Like somebody was going to say something about the sausage casings.
No.
Okay.
Did you want me to talk about sausage casings?
No. But that's not Crazy Stupid Idiot worthy. Garden Variety has sold some stuff. What is worthy of talking about in this particular segment is how he was discovered.
Was he putting them in his pants?
No.
Okay.
Although that would be very dangerous.
But mildly impressive.
yes, if you could fit that many chainsaws in your pants. But I will tell you,
chainsaws in your pants.
So they were like, they were like, hey, Mr. Because again, Nathaniel Gibbons. They're like, hey, Mr. Gibbons, we'd like to talk to you about all your chainsaws or all the chainsaws that have recently gone missing. And he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And so then they cornered him in his garage. And they saw him sitting there in the dark, and they turned on the lights. And that's when they realized, you know, something was going on. Because there
like he was doing something with the chainsaws.
No, there he was in the garage, and they're like, so what happened to all them chainsaws? And he was like, what chainsaws? And they're like, the ones you're surrounded by. He was literally hiding from police for stealing chainsaws in the middle of a giant cluster of high dollar professional grade stolen chainsaws. He's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Trying to gaslight him.
Yeah. They're like, we see you. And your chainsaws. Yeah. He apparently is charged with a burglary in April of a garage where several thousands of rounds of ammunition were also stolen. So he likes to steal large quantities of things.
Oh, I feel like there's more to this story.
Yeah.
And I don't really want to know it.
Mm-mm. He is free on two unsecured $25,000 bonds with a preliminary hearing slated for May 12th.
Ooh. That was in Pennsylvania.
Yes.
We are going international.
Oh, good.
We're going to Chile.
We have not been able to travel for a while. Chile.
Yes.
What's going on in Chile?
Well, I just want everybody to take note of this because there's some brilliance in this crazy, stupid idiot story.
Okay.
So here's what happens. A guy is filling up his car at the gas station when a van pulls up and three guys exit the van and they're trying to rob the guy who's filling up his car.
Okay.
Now here's where the genius shows up.
Okay.
The guy who's filling up his car with gas, what do you think he does to keep them
away?
Well,
I know what he does because I've seen the video, but I'm not going to spoil it. So
thank you. He sprays them with the gas nozzle. He just starts spraying gasoline all over these guys that are rolling up. And they're like, I don't want gasoline in my mouth. And they run off.
But can we talk about why they're crazy, stupid idiots?
Because they're coming up on a guy who's who has the gasoline in his hand.
Part two, the sequel to that movie.
Uh-huh.
They drive off in a vehicle after they've been sprayed with gas. I mean,
yeah.
Stray spark, anyone?
Yeah. Fire hazard, anybody?
Like, they're going to go up in flames. They hit a bumper. They, bounce a little bit, on their way out of the parking lot. That thing's going up in flames, man.
Yeah. Park the car, and someone's going to be casually walking down the street smoking a cigarette, and not thinking anything of it.
Like, static electricity, somebody coughs. You don't eat a wintergreen lifesaver.
Yeah. I guess.
No, it happens. It sparks when you... Remember that?
What? Yeah, but not like a fire spark.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Wait, what's this all about?
Like when you chew on a wintergreen lifesaver, you can see sparks.
But that's not like a fire spark.
I don't know what other kind of spark it would be.
I don't know, but I don't want to know that I can make fire with my lifesavers. That doesn't feel like a lifesaver.
I don't know. I just heard a radio story about it. So perhaps we'll need to Google it in the break. Fire. My point is...
Right.
Like, right. I don't know that if I've just been doused and my entire running vehicle has been doused with gas, that I would hit the pedal to the metal.
Right.
Like, I would run fleeing from the vehicle
and try to stay away from fire.
Burst into flames. Right. Yes.
They did, as you said, they hopped in the vehicle, they drove away. There's no word on whether or not the cops have been able to track them down, to which I would say, follow your nose.
Yeah. Or just wait.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
A big flashing light. Sadly.
Exactly. Can you believe that? But I thought that is some quick thinking right there.
That's genius, like on the part of the guy, because I don't know what I would do. I'd be like, oh, I don't know. I'll give you all my money and take my car, not realizing, you know, I've got a weapon.
Right.
Of gasoline. But I just don't know that quickly I would be able to.
This guy, the video, I mean, you see, he just literally like takes that thing right out of the car.
He literally
it's like a fire hose. Yeah. It's insane. Sadly, we do not have video of my previous story about the guy at Kid Rock's restaurant. Yeah,
thanks for not sharing that.
You're welcome, but I imagine it looked the same.
No, I don't. We're not. No.
We're not going to talk about it. Pretend I didn't say it. Delete. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we've got a little game to play. That game is called The Throwback.
Live!
After this on My Talk 107.1.